This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. The government has decided to increase the minimum support price for raw jute for marketing season 2025-26. Briefing media in New Delhi today about the cabinet decisions, Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said MSP of 5,650 rupees per quintal for raw jute will be provided, which is 315 rupees more in comparison to previous marketing season 2024-25. He said this will help 40 lakh families who are engaged in the production of raw jute.
5,650 प्रति क्विंटल एमएसपी रॉ जूट पर लागत से 67% अधिक पिछले साल की तुलना में 315 रुपए बढ़त. इसका लाभ अधिकांश पश्चिम बंगाल के हम किसान, वहां की हमारी जूट मिल में काम करने वाले कामगार, नॉर्थ ईस्ट में आसाम, बिहार, पूर्वी और उत्तर पूर्वी इलाके में जहां जूट बनती है वहां पे 40 लाख परिवार है जो सीधा या डायरेक्ट एंड इनडायरेक्टली जूट क्षेत्र से प्रभावित होते हैं. उनका लाइवलीहुड जूट के साथ जुड़ा रहता है. उन सभी के लिए ये बहुत अहम और लाभदायक निर्णय रहेगा.
The minister informed that the union cabinet reviewed the progress achieved under the National Health Mission. He added that the Union Cabinet decided to continue its implementation for another 2 years as decided earlier. In 2021, Union Cabinet had extended the implementation of National Health Mission for 5 years till 2026. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Beti Bachao Beti Padhao movement has become a transformative people-powered initiative and drawn participation from people across all walks of life. On completing the 10 years of the movement, the Prime Minister said in a social media post that Beti Bachao Beti Padhao movement has been instrumental in overcoming gender biases and created the right environment to ensure that the girl child has access to education and opportunities to achieve her dreams. The special cabinet meeting of the Uttar Pradesh government was held at Prayagraj today. All 54 ministers of the state government attended the meeting, which was held at Triveni Sankul in Arel area under the chairmanship of Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. Our correspondent reports that important decisions were taken for the public welfare and progress of the state. Addressing the media after the meeting, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath said the government gave the approval for the construction of medical colleges in Hathras and Baghpat, Kasganj under the public-private partnership model. He said the decision was also taken to issue municipal bonds for Prayagraj, Varanasi and Agra Municipal Corporations. The Bharat Mobility Global Expo 2025 has witnessed exceptional participation with over 8 lakh visitors and more than 1,500 exhibitors in the first 5 days of the event. The six-day expo showcasing cutting-edge innovations in the automotive and mobility sectors culminated today at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The death toll has risen to 76 in the fire incident that occurred at the ski resort in Bolu province of Turkey. 51 others have been injured in the blaze that broke out at around 3:30 on Tuesday morning in the restaurant of the 12-story Grand Kartal Hotel in the mountaintop resort of Kartal Kaya. Around 230 guests were evacuated from the hotel. Turkish Justice Minister Yilmaz Tunç has appointed 6 prosecutors to lead an investigation into the fire. Benchmark domestic equity indices rebounded today and ended with gains of over 0.5% led by information technology sector. The 30-share index of the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex surged 567 points to close at 76,405. Similarly, the National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 added 131 points to settle at 23,155. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia felicitated the World Cup winning men's and women's kho-kho teams in New Delhi today. The minister lauded the players for making the country proud. Addressing the gathering, Dr. Mandavia said that the traditional games showcased resilience, community spirit and uphold the country's traditional sporting values. And in the Indonesian Master Super 500 badminton, Indian shuttler PV Sindhu lost to Thiel Nguyen of Vietnam 2022-12-21 in the women's singles opening round in Jakarta today. In the men's singles, Lakshya Sen will face Japan's Takuma Obayashi in the round of 32 event this evening. And in cricket, the first of the five-match T20 series between India and England will be played at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata this evening. The match will start at 7 p.m. Other matches of the series will be held in Chennai, Rajkot, Pune and Mumbai. The final T20 match will take place in Mumbai on February 2nd. And with that, we end this news bulletin.